Blog Talk Radio.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.
Oh, the Bible is right. The Bible is right. We thank God, glory to God, that the Bible is right. Amen. Glory to God. Saints of God, we have a serious subject tonight. Glory to God. This is very, very, very important and strong stuff tonight. Proverbs 22:14. And in the King James Version, Proverbs 22:14 says, the mouth of a strange woman is a deep pit. The mouth of a strange woman is a deep pit. He that is abhorred of the Lord shall fall therein. And usually we look at another version to get a clearer picture of what's being said. And when we go to the Positive Thinking Bible, it says, the words of a bad woman, again, words, the words of a bad woman or man are like a deep pit. If you make the Lord angry, you will fall right in. Amen. The seductive words of an immoral man or woman conceal a trap that is difficult to escape from. And people who become estranged from God, the Lord will let them fall into that trap of the words of a strange man or a strange woman. In the Positive Thinking Bible, it says a bad man or a bad woman, a bad woman. Amen. This reminds us that God often abandons men to sin who reject God and the knowledge of God. And we see a clear picture of that in the book of Romans. In the book of Romans, the first chapter, I got to get there. The book of Romans, the first chapter, look at Proverbs 2:16. This is a picture of men or woman falling into a trap. 2:16, Romans, second chapter, 16th verse. Wait a minute. I somehow got my notes wampajoa there. That's okay. Romans 1:24. I see what it is. Romans 1:24. I was looking at one thing and had my mind on another thing. This is it. We were saying that people that let themselves be estranged from God or stray from God, you can start falling into all kinds of terrible things. And it can be where, look at Romans 1:24. Wherefore God also gave them up. And we're going to see this term, gave them up, again in verse 26. But here in 24 it says, for their behavior, God gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts. People who get estranged from God or they want to walk away from God, God gives them up, lets them go their own way. Amen. And it says that God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Now look at verse 26. For this cause, God gave them up. See that? Gave them up again? We said that 22:14, that one of the things it teaches is that when men abandon God and get into sin and they reject the knowledge of God, that God will let them go their own way. He'll give them up. He'll give them over to it. Amen. And in verse 26, it says, for this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And then in 28, again, it doesn't say God gave them up like the first two verses, but it says God gave them over. Look at 28, verse 28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Amen. And I've known people who forsook the way, and God will give you up. People who forsake the way, God will give you up. Amen. It's a dangerous thing to forsake the Lord. Because if you forsake the Lord, you fall into these pits and these traps. And one of these traps is the mouth of a strange woman or bad woman or a bad man. Because, see, you'll be out there and these creatures will come and they'll flatter you and talk to you. And you're thinking, oh, I found somebody that really loves me now. And all it'll be is flattery. And it's a deep pit. It says here, the mouth of a strange woman is a deep pit, and a deep pit you can't get out. Amen. You can't get out of a deep pit. Amen. And in the Positive Thinking Bible, it says if you make the Lord angry, it's possible you could fall into these things. Amen. Now, when I was on my knees tonight praying, because I try to pray before. One of the wonderful privileges I have is to pray before the show, and I enjoy the Lord just resting in his presence. But I always carry a pad and an ink pen with me, and 99.9 times out of 10, he doesn't say anything. But it seemed like this is what he said tonight when I was laying there. He said, it came to me in my spirit, if you don't stay with the Lord, this is what you will get. This is what you will fall into if you don't hold fast to the Lord. Amen. And don't fall away. Don't fall away from the things of God. Be serious about the things of God. Amen. Glory to God. Because if you fall away from him, glory to God. I'm not saying that you lose your salvation. That's not what I'm talking about. But you sure will lose your close fellowship with him. You'll sure lose that sense of just being with him. Amen. That wholeness that you feel when you know everything is right. Amen. You know everything is good. Everything. You know how good you feel when you come out of prayer. You know how good you feel, spirit, soul, and body. Amen. You're all the way from God. Now, I really feel that because the Lord gave me that in prayer, this is what you get if you fall away from him. You know, it causes me to remember a story that Juanita Bynum told. And I heard her tell me this herself, not me. I have to change that. I was watching her on TV, and I was watching, and I meant to say, I heard her say this herself. She told this story herself. She said she was sitting at the table or on her bed, and there was a bedside table And on that table was a tape, one of her tapes. And she was sitting there, and she said the tape fell off the table. So she said, that's strange. So she picked the tape up and put it back on the table. And she's got busy thinking about something else or singing whatever she was doing. And she said the tape fell off the table again. So she said, now, wait a minute. This tape fell off the table again. She picked the tape up. She said, God, are you trying to tell me something? Is there something you're trying to tell me? And she said, the Lord told her, this is what will happen to you if you fall away from me. If you fall away from me, you will fall. And, of course, she didn't fall away. Now, I didn't say she didn't have troubles in her life. Just because you become a Christian, that doesn't exempt you from having troubles in your life. Amen. You can have a flat tire. You can be laid off from your job. Someone in your family can get sick. You can maybe run out of money, before payday or whatever. You know what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is getting saved doesn't exempt you from life's problems, from experiencing all of life. And part of life is disappointments, rejection, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But he said, this is what will happen to you if you fall away from me. If you don't depend on me, if you don't stay steadfast with me, cling to me. And of course she didn't. Amen. Through all of her problems, she still stuck with the Lord. Amen. So tonight, like I said, this is going to be a serious subject tonight. Amen. A subject that doesn't make my heart happy, but it's a warning. I feel like it's a mile. I don't feel an emergency in my spirit. I don't feel a burden, but I would just say it's just a mile. You know how you get a note from somebody that's dunning you, and they'll say, this is a friendly reminder that your payment is due to 25. See, they say friendly reminder. They haven't gotten mean yet. The mean letter says, this is it, and we're taking you to court Monday morning, and we're going to take everything you got. No, this isn't one of those. This is a nice one, okay? So I say this real nicely to somebody that might be out there listening. Be careful, amen? Be careful. I'm not trying to frighten you or anything like that, but the Lord wouldn't say this to my spirit if it wasn't necessary for someone. And he said, this is what you'll get. This is what you'll get if you don't stay with me and cling to me. So maybe somebody out there is getting a little bit careless in their walk. Be careful. Amen. Be careful. Just don't forget to spend that time in prayer with the Lord. Don't forget to spend those few moments, if that's all you have, in the Word. Don't forget to pray at night. Amen. Or whenever you normally pray. Don't get careless. Amen. In your walk with Him. Amen. Just a friendly reminder. Now we're going to get back on the subject after I'm up against a commercial break, and I'll be right back. Hold on, I'll be right back.
Do you need tile installed in your home or business? Then John Robinson Tile LLC is the company for you. We have over 60 years of experience installing tile. We do bathrooms, kitchens, and so much more. Give us a call at 803-529-0092. Check out our website at www.johnrobinsontile2.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. Just search J. Rob Tile or John Robinson Tile. We're licensed and insured and Schluter certified. If you need tile installed, we are your company. We believe in laying hands on everything that we do. That's John Robinson Tile Installation Service for new and old homes. Renovation of kitchens and bathrooms, installs all types. That's John Robinson Tile, the number 2.com.
John Robinson Tile, I know the man. He does wonderful work. If you need renovation or tile work, get in touch with Reverend Robinson. We were talking about the people falling away from the Lord, amen, and in their heart and maybe their devotion to him. And when that starts to happen, the person starts to fall into all kind of traps and stepping on all kind of landmines. And one of the things that you can fall into is into the trap of meeting a strange person who flatters you or whatever. And the Bible says that if your ways are not right with God, he'll let you fall right into that trap. And that trap is a deep pit, and you won't be able to get out unless he rescues you. Amen. Look at Proverbs 2, and we're really going to 16, but I'm going to read 10 and 11 and then jump to 16. Proverbs 2:10 says, when wisdom entereth into thine heart and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee. Understanding shall keep thee from what? Look at verse 16. To deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flattereth with her words, which forsaketh the guide of her youth and forgetteth the covenant of her God. You see, this is somebody. What this is saying is that, you know, if you stay in the word and stay with God and the things of God, and that will deliver you from the evil woman, from the ways of, to deliver thee from the strange woman or the strange man, even from the stranger with flattereth with her words. When these things happen, how do you fall in it? You fall in it because of words, flattering words. Remember Proverbs 22:14, the mouth of a strange, and I kept saying the mouth of a strange woman is a deep pit, or the mouth of a strange man. Be on your guard, beloved, because when these people come, they come with flattery. They sound so good. They're so nice. When I was a teller in New York City as a young man, I guess I was about, maybe 21 something, 22. The only person that flim-flammed me was the nicest guy. I mean, this guy was so pleasant. He had a wonderful, beautiful personality. He was talking about the baseball games and the scores, and, oh, he was just so nice. Amen? But it was all a facade, and I fell into it because at that time I didn't know the Lord. I wasn't saved yet. And so I fell right into it. Amen. And this is what the Bible says. It says to deliver thee from the way of evil men, and to deliver thee from bad women, from the stranger which flattereth with their words. They forsake the guide of their youth and forgetteth the covenant of their God. What if they knew God, they had a covenant with him, but they turned away from that. They turned away from that, maybe for worldly gain or whatever. And then verse 18 says, for her house inclineth unto death, and her paths unto the dead. None that go unto her return again, neither take they hold of the paths of life. That thou mayest walk in the way of good men and keep the path of life. What is this saying? Stay away from all that. Walk in the way of good men. We see here a picture of men falling into traps. Amen? Due to flattery. Look at Proverbs 5. Now, as long as you're steadfast with God, God can deliver you from a lot of, I told you about that time I was talking to the Holy Ghost about different things, and he said, I do more for you than you'll ever know. Amen? When you're steadfast with God, God delivers you from things you don't even realize. Amen? Look at Proverbs 5:3. It says, for the lips of a strange woman drop as a honeycomb. Oh, you're so nice. Oh, you're just the nicest person. You're so pleasant to be around. How can I help you? I mean, you're always so upbeat. See, they're going to come at you with flattery. They're going to come at you, and the Bible says that their lips, they drop as a honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. Smoother than oil. I remember one time I went into my broker's office, and one of the receptionists, now I'm a married man. I'm married to Cheryl Williams. And when you, I'm really married. And this receptionist girl said something to me. I mean, she was really coming on, but it was the flattery. I mean, it was real subtle flattery. It was real subtle. I mean, you know it when someone is trying to move in on you, okay? And here it says, from the lips of a strange woman and that, or a strange man, and that their mouths drop. You see, your spouse, your husband, your wife, your mother, your brother, your sister, they're going to tell you the truth. The Bible says faithful are the wounds of a friend. They're going to tell you the truth. And the truth can hurt at times. But people who fall away from God, or they get estranged from God, you can fall into these traps where a strange person comes along, and the Bible says that their words are going to be like honeycomb, and that their mouth is going to be smoother than oil. And see, you can fall into the trap because you're thinking, this person really appreciates me. Now, when I go home, I get the truth. They tell me the brutal, hard truth, and it hurts. But this person really understands me. They really appreciate me for who I am. I'm a really nice person, and they recognize all of my good virtues, and they appreciate me. My whoever it is, they don't appreciate me. You see, how does that happen? Because this stranger, their mouth is smoother than oil. And, beloved, you got to have your antenna up. You got to know, wait a minute, you know, I'm a child of God, but I ain't all this that this person is trying to lay on me. Amen? And look at verse 4. But after the lips drop as a honeycomb and her mouth is smoother than oil, this is the part you got to remember, beloved, when you're being tempted. But her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death, and her steps take hold on hell. Amen. You have to remember, when someone is flattering you and really laying it on you, you have to always remember that's the beginning. And say to yourself, what is the end of this transaction? And the Bible tells you what the end of that transaction is. Her feet go down to death. Her steps take hold upon hell. Amen. Now, that kind of really helped me, because I can remember this gentleman, he was talking about alcoholism. And he was mentioning alcoholism. And he said, you know, he said, people don't realize, when you first start out, you see the advertising on the billboard. And the guy, he's standing next to the Mercedes-Benz, and he's got the beautiful woman, and he's got a glass of Crown Royal or whatever, I don't know, some kind of liquor in his hand. He said, that's the beginning. You look at that, and that looks beautiful. All of those beautiful clothes and beautiful car, and he's got the handsome man or the beautiful woman or whatever. He said, that's what people see. So they go out and they get the liquor and stuff. He said, but what they don't see is the end. They don't see years later when the person is throwing up in the gutter, the family has told them to get out. They've come home drunk too many times. They messed up. They've been fired from their job. They can't hold a job anymore. He said, I wish that people would just think about the end of these things, but all they see is the beginning. Oh, this person is so wonderful. Oh, this person appreciates me. Oh, this person is just so, no. Remind yourself, okay, this is the beginning, but what is the end of this thing? What happens if I fall away from my loyal spouse or my loyal God or the God who's been faithful and has taken care of me all these years and I'm running out here? I say that because so many, particularly, it seems like particularly celebrities like to say this. I'm a Buddhist, or I'm this, or I'm that. Don't you know that's going away from God? You're turning away from God. All that he's done for you, and you're giving some other thing the credit for it. Amen? Now, you might count that as nothing, but pastor's trying to tell you. You have to be careful, and God is giving us a soft warning, whoever it might need to hear this. Amen. Be careful. Don't get too far away from God and the things of God. Don't get separated from the fire. Amen. If you notice those briquettes on a fire, as long as they're all together, all of them get hot. But if you take one and set it off just a little bit away from the fire, a white ash coat gets on it, and pretty soon it gets cold. Amen. Don't get too far away. If it's time to go back to church, start going back to church. If it's time to start tithing again, start tithing again. If it's time to start, reading the word. Maybe you meant to read the word, but you've been so busy you haven't had a chance, and you're starting to fall away from it. God is giving you a nice soft reminder. Amen. A soft reminder. Be careful, beloved. Be careful. Look at what you're doing. Amen. And you don't want to accidentally or on purpose fall away from God, because if you do, he'll let you have your way. He's not a bully. He'll let you have your way. If that's what you want, he'll let you have it. But you won't like the end of it. In the beginning, it'll seem like fun and good because you're getting your way. And you're saying to yourself, oh, I'm getting my way. Everything is going my way. I know a person right now, I'm so concerned about her because she's having so much success. And success can breed arrogance and carelessness. You know, the Japanese, when they in the Pacific, in the early years, they said we suffered from the victory disease. We had so many victories that we thought nothing can ever happen to us. But they lost the war miserably. Amen. Glory to God. I have a person I know that's having so much success. I mean, her hands are almost like the Midas touch. Everything she's touching is literally turning to gold. And it's starting to concern me a great, because you can get so successful that you let the things of God slip. I'm not saying you're doing anything on purpose. Amen. You're not. But be careful that you don't let things slip. Amen. God bless you tonight. We have good times when we can talk about stuff that makes us jump and holler. But then the Bible is balanced. Then there's things that we need to be warned of. Amen? Glory to God. And in this upside-down world and with this culture and the media and all the things that they say and do, sometimes you can get distracted and your mind can get on other things and you let things go a little bit. Amen? Glory to God. Don't let Father God slip. Keep them in your heart. Amen. And if money increase, the Bible says, don't set your heart on it. If it's increasing and you're abounding in finances, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Just don't set your heart on it. Don't let your love go out to it and your love cool toward Father God. Amen. Because he loves you and he wants nothing but the best for you. And he knows that if you fall, if you start falling away, you're going to fall into some of these pits and some of these traps that the enemy will set for you. You'll start falling into this stuff, and it won't be fun. Well, I'm sorry for that serious word. Maybe next week we can scream and holler and jump for joy on a subject that makes us holler. Amen? God bless you. I love you. The Bible has the answer. See you next week. Bye-bye now.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.